Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, from the Venice Festival, in particular from the Venice Film Market. We are here, and we have as a guest Lucia Ricalde Langarica, which is the head of Unit Media Support Programs of the European Community. Hello, Lucia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to be here.
You were one of the key panelists of the European Film Forum that happened yesterday. How did it go?
The meeting went extremely well. It's the first time that we are engaging and organizing a European Film Forum event here in Venice. We very much look forward to organizing similar events in the future.
Which were the key issues that the European Film Forum treated yesterday?
We were discussing yesterday what we call the crossovers and how to promote a more creative Europe. Venice is a wonderful place to discuss this because there is a long tradition, cultural tradition, and Biennale through the different artistic expressions has really demonstrated the importance of culture in society and in the economy. So more specifically, what we were discussing yesterday is the role of short films in really driving creativity, fostering talent, and also creating economic value. We also discussed the crossovers between film industry and their economic and societal impact.
And which are the most, let's say, complicated issues that a film producer has to face now in Europe in order to have his film done and seen, which is the key thing?
Well, funding seems to be a very, very important problem, as well as the distribution of the films. But actually, one element that came across very strongly yesterday, that everything starts with a nice storytelling, that content is king. And with a good content, even low-value films, feature films, can travel well if the idea is there. So a lot of the discussion actually focused on really how to thrive and how to promote this storytelling and a very distinctive way of storytelling that we have in Europe.
I would like to ask you something about Creative Europe to tell our audiences exactly what it's about and how it works.
So Creative Europe is the European flagship for promoting, driving creativity in the cultural and audiovisual fields. The Creative Europe program is structured in three different strands: the audiovisual strand, the cultural strand, and a new one, which we call in our jargon the cross-sectoral strand, that is precisely intended to promote interactions between the cultural sectors and the audiovisual sector.
One last question. Which could be the future for film industry in Europe through the help of media? Because media is a good, big help for film producer and film directors, but the world changes a lot, the market changes a lot too. Yeah. So how could we have to adapt to the new world, and how media is adapting too?
Well, I think the beauty of the media program, Creative Europe is a new program, but media has been running for a number of years, 20 yeah. years now, and the beauty of the program is that it has constantly adapted to new realities. So this adaptation to market needs is, I would say, part of the DNA mm-hmm. of the program. And now we are facing new realities. We are adapting to this. Just to give you an example, Creative Europe included a number of new schemes. One is on video games, because the video games is part of the audiovisual industry and is booming. There is a new scheme on audience development, because we need to think about new ways of engaging with our audiences, especially younger audiences. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And there are new schemes on online distribution, because theatrical distribution remains very important, but we need to think about other ways of distribution. I would say, though, that what is really, really important in Creative Europe Media is the distribution on the circulation of European works. This amounts to nearly 50% of the program, and this should remain a very important part of our activities.
And you mean the distribution both online and theatrical, because the two things have... Do you think that these two worlds can live together, or at the end of the day one is overcoming the other?
I think these two worlds need to work together, actually. So I don't think it's one against the other. It's actually really making best possible use of all existing means to facilitate the access to European works across the European Union and beyond.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much. Thank you to Rosiarica de Langarica from the media program. It was Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.